But we're ready to talk. And there's lots to talk about as usual today. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. And the focus on Penn State and what is happening. You know, one of the things that people talk about a lot, character in politics. They say character counts. Doesn't character count in every aspect of all of our lives?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it character that underscores basically who we are? Don't you think everybody, Jennifer, you, Rich, me, Michael, anybody who's alive, has some kind of weak spot in their character, some fault line in their personality where something happening like this in Pennsylvania, it's sort of a personal earthquake happening wrong time, it leads to disaster. And that's kind of what is going on here, it seems to me. There are a lot of protesters at Penn State this week. If you're not aware of what's going on here, there's a big child abuse scandal involving a retired Penn State football assistant coach. The Penn State Board of Trustees has fired Joe Paterno. They have fired the president of the school. And one of the things that seems to be, maybe it's loyalty. I'm guessing that Paterno, and I don't know this, I don't know Joe Paterno from, everybody who's alive and breathing in America has heard the name Joe Paterno. Even if you're not a sports fan, if you're not a football fan, pretty much everybody knew who this guy was and how the legend of him, Vince Lombardi is another name that comes out, and Tressel, the guy that was at Ohio State, some of the, in terms of Heidelberg University where I went to school, a guy named Paul Herneman ran the football program and had amazing success. And so these people become either local, regional, or national persona. And whether it's a combination of things, it's our craziness in terms of attention or interest in football that drives part of this. And it's a good story. It's nice to win. All of those things. But Paterno goes out as a 100% loser under this circumstance. Nobody ever heard of the president of Pennsylvania. I mean, you other than if you're in state college or you're in Pennsylvania, nobody ever heard of Graham Spanier, who was the president of Penn State before. Mm-hmm. But everybody knew the persona of Paterno presented Penn State pretty much in a positive light. Listen to all those P's.
I know.
He
was part of their big franchise, which was successful. It was what.
Yeah.
I mean,
drew
everybody
people
knew.
To
yeah.
the school.
Mm-hmm.
Drew lots of contributions to the school. So 46 years at Penn State, and the guy's gonzo. And this goes back, by the way, to 1998. This isn't mm-hmm. just something that happened. In 98, the university police did an investigation of accusations against this guy, Sandusky, involving his showering with children. Both of them were 11 years old. The mother of one of the children, identified, by the way, as victim 6 in the grand jury report. There was eavesdropping going on, apparently. And the mother confronted this guy, Sandusky. He said, quote, "I understand I was wrong. I wish I could get forgiveness. I know I won't get it from you. I wish I were dead." That's what she says. He said, I mean, there are all kinds of red flags, though, with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Paterno says he reported it to his supervisor, who was the vice president of athletic, what's this
said? He said he did everything he could do.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No.
I mean, morally, he didn't. I mean, maybe by the letter of the law, maybe.
Yeah,
but
no. He didn't do. The guy was using the facilities, the football facilities, for a college summer, for a football summer camp program, this guy Sandusky, and he was on the campus all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, sorry, Joe. That phrase, that sentence, that statement rings extraordinarily hollow. Now, you can say, if you're from Pennsylvania, you can say, Doug, you don't know what you're talking about. I know that we all have flaws. None of us are perfect. In this circumstance, the guy used extraordinarily bad judgment. Is that a reason to fire him after all the good that he did? You know what happens. You can build, somebody said to me once, not long ago as a matter of fact, you can spend a lifetime building up a reputation, building up an aura, if you will, around you, presenting yourself in a positive light, and one incident, one, is all that people will remember. The news media will attack you. The people who were your detractors in the first place will attack you. Ah, see, I told you. And you know what? There isn't one person, I'm not speaking on behalf of or against Joe Paterno. This is more about who we are as human beings. There isn't one of you, not one of you, that could stand up and say you were flawless. But is your flaw as big as this? Does it surround something as important as this? Hopefully the answer to that question, as it regards you, is no. 800-510-8255. Denise is in Wilmington, North Carolina, listening to you today. Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. So, what do you think, Denise?
I'm appalled by the decision of firing Joe Paterno.
Because?
Because he legally did what he was supposed to do. He reported what he found out to the best of his knowledge. He followed proper procedure.
Yeah. Why didn't he call the police, though? Why did he tell his boss instead of telling the police?
He went and did what he was supposed to do. In any type of job situation, and I'm a teacher myself, I also was on the faculty at Penn State for 3 years. When as a teacher, as an educator, when you hear that there is a problem, if you see or suspect anything going on illegal, you have to immediately, you're obligated to report it. Mm-hmm. What happens after that is not for you to decide. You do what you're supposed to do in your contract, and you did the morally right thing. Mm-hmm. But to fire him is the wrong thing.
So you won't mind if I disagree with you when it comes to the morality of this. I don't think you did the right moral thing at all. But tell us what you would have done had you been been in charge of the Board of Trustees. What would you have done?
Well, they're in a hard situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're looking at both ends. I do not think I would fire him. I think I would have let him retire if they wanted to give him a verbal reprimand. But looking at everything that he did do for the university, for the students. Mm-hmm. He wanted to wait till the end of the season to retire because his interest was in helping the kids, the players, continue and get further and succeed in their lives.
What do you say to those people who are on the outside suggesting that he wasn't interested in the students at all, he was interested in himself and his own reputation?
I don't believe that.
Are you a graduate of Penn State, by the way? Did you go there?
I'm a graduate. I had my master's degree there, mm-hmm. and I also was on the faculty there.
Yeah.
I've met him personally. You see him on the street, he would stop and talk to you.
Yeah. Well, that's
I never saw arrogance.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I would tell you by looking at his face. I don't know the man, never met the man, never talked to the man, but I looked at some pictures of him last night, and I can tell a lot just because that's the way I am, by looking at a person's face. I don't see this guy as he's not a Rick Perry, if you know what I mean.
Right. He's a decent person, and I think he did what he was supposed to do, reported what he knew, then focused on what he was hired to do.
Yeah.
Spend the time with the guys, make them better people. And the thing is that gets me really upset is the people that are on the air that really don't know, but are going by what they hear and then adding their personal judgment. And they have a wide audience to spread their opinions.
Yeah,
do you think he can recover from this?
Paterno?
Yeah. I think this is going to kill him, to be honest with you.
I think it may be physically. You look at the guy, I don't want to repeat that, Denise, but I don't think this is going to do his health any good. I think you're right about that.
No, I don't. I mean, if he drives an old car, he lived in the same house, he gives all his money to the university.
Yeah.
He's not arrogant. He doesn't want any wealth. It was all about the kids for him, and I think he truly did what he was supposed to do and moved on and not dwelled on it and let the uppers his bosses handle it the best way they were supposed to, and they're the ones that dropped the ball.
An interesting insight from somebody who's been to Penn State. Very good that you called, Denise. Thank you very much. 800-510-8255. John's in Enid, Oklahoma, listening to Good Day. Yes, John, you're on the air now. Hi.
Thank you. Let me start off by quoting Shakespeare. The evil that men do live after them. The good is often tarred with their bones.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I think Joe Paterno has ruined his credibility for all the years he spent on behalf of the university. He's ruined it because he aided and abetted the commission of a continuous felony. Mm-hmm. He's therefore guilty of a crime himself. And this would be no different than if I, living in an apartment building, heard and saw the woman next door to me being raped, and instead of calling the police, as Paterno should have done, I called the manager of the apartment building and left it at that.
Mm. Interesting analogy. All right, sir, thanks for calling and expressing yourself. 800-510-8255. What say you about what's going on at Penn State, about the Joe Paterno situation, about the Board of Trustees' action, and the sex scandal involving this cur, this subhuman, this guy, Jerry Sandusky? He is... The thing that troubles me a little bit about this, Jennifer, is that Paterno obviously knew something was going on, and the guy stayed there. He was there until 19...
That's what's hard, is how do you see that person every day if you know something that awful is going on?
Yeah. All right, anyway, whether we're not going to solve this all here, but it's interesting and important to sort of get a perspective. And again, back to what I said about character. Not one of us can stand the scrutiny of perfection, because it doesn't exist. But how you go out, in this case, based on one circumstance, kind of a tragedy. 19 at the hour on Good Day.
You invested with a stockbroker to build financial security for you and your family. And when your investment started to lose money, you chalked it up to tough economic times. Now, as you piece together what's left of your nest egg, did you ever stop to think who really could have gained from your financial losses? As an investor, you should be aware that the losses you suffered could be the result of bad financial advice, or even worse, fraud or misconduct on behalf of your trusted financial advisors. Stockbrokers are required by law to make the right investment decisions for you based on your circumstances. It's wrong for them to make any decision to benefit themselves at your expense. Sokolov Law has worked on behalf of private investors in your situation. If you suspect an advisor failed you or a loved one, call us now at 800-708-2121. You could be entitled to recover the money you lost. Again, that's 800-708-2121. Responsible attorney Gabe Miller, admitted Connecticut, Mass. Only. Ken Levan, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Nick Neiswander, Florence, Kentucky. Michael Bro, Gonzales, Louisiana. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type are referred to other attorneys for principal responsibility.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I'm actually slim. Me, slim.
I can fit in my skinny jeans again.
I look in the mirror now, and I love what I see.
Their secret is Amberin, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now 23 after the hour. May I compliment you, Mr. McFadden, on that, the what we call in the business a bump. Something different. I like that. I don't know what it is, but I like
it. Big fan of your
He's playing
of
it himself.
Elvis Costello, then.
Elvis Costello. Very good stuff. Yep. All right, it's 24 after the hour. Richie hasn't piped in on this, but I want to sort of bring you back around. Just joining us, the conversation about Joe Paterno, in part, about Penn State, in part, about moral and ethical certitude, in part, about you and your character and how none of us are perfect and how, sadly, one event in your life can be the hallmark, what people remember you for, rather than any or all of the good. Joe Paterno has done extraordinary good at Penn State. He yesterday said he was going to retire at the end of the football season. Before the day was over, he didn't have that chance because he was fired as the head football coach. This whole thing surrounds this child sexual abuse scandal. The assistant, Jerry Sandusky, has been charged with 7 counts. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six. 7 counts of deviant sexual intercourse. That's the charge on the paperwork. He forcibly had his way with young boys, 10, 11, 12 years of age, and he was running a football camp in the summertime for these kids this age at Penn State. So, and it continued through this summer. Paterno isn't going to be charged with anything, but there's, again, that moral business, the most career victories of any coach in major college football history, 409 wins. His contract was going to expire at the end of the year anyway.
He probably was going to retire anyway.
800-510-8255. Jeff, listening in Fargo, North Dakota. Hi, Jeff. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. Just want to clear something up, and maybe you can get an HR person on. I've run 3 companies, and each had an HR department, and over
HR
the years,
is human resources, for those who may not know. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, basically, I've had 2 of those situations like this, but not as grandiose as this. But you know, here's the thing that I think we're not understanding.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Turnover.
Just saying. Wait, before you tell us what you're thinking, how did it get handled in your circumstance?
Well, this is my point. The point is that Paterno cannot usurp the authority of the HR department or the bigs that he reported to. I don't care if it was AT&T, and forget about football. Bottom line is, when something happens and you're a manager, mid-manager or top manager, and you go to the HR department, in every case I went to HR, they told me, you're done. We'll handle this. You're out. And I was never, even if I asked HR what happened to that case, they don't tell you because it's either adjudicated within the company or maybe something really happened outside. I don't know.
Yeah,
all
Jeff,
I know is this.
When you see a 10-year-old boy that has been basically raped, don't you think, I don't care what they do to me, I've got to tell somebody
about
this?
Yeah.
No,
that's what I was
because
just telling Doug on the break.
You can't do that. You can't do that, Doug. Let me tell you why. If when that happened, if Paterno had gone to the cops and the press and said, this is what I saw, and it was false, he would have been out of a job and sued. You can't usurp the authority of your HR department. You've got to trust that the bigs are doing the right thing. This is why I think if Paterno at the beginning had said, listen, moral failure, my morality was housed within the HR rules. My morality is housed within what I'm to do with this company. And if you want to hammer somebody, hammer the HR department at Penn State. Hammer these two bigs that didn't do their job. But I could not usurp their authority in any company, by the way, and get away with it. So I don't know why he's not saying this. And I think if you got an HR director on, they would tell you the rules that rank and file have to live by. And I think it'd turn Paterno over. Another thing is, if you look at the reports from last night, they're saying that they had some real problems with Paterno, the board of directors at the school. I think they saw this as a great case for firing Paterno. They've wanted to do it for years.
Well, but his contract was up at the end of the year, and that seems kind of a strange way of handling it. Jeff, thank you for the call. 28 past the hour here on Good Day. We will continue.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Okay, you've heard of fall foliage tours, but what about touring a bog in the fall? Now, what's cool about bogs is that the land is acidic and the nutrients are poor, so the foliage tends to be very different than nearby forests. On the East Coast, something called kettle hole bogs. They were formed thousands of years ago by peat moss creeping into depressions caused by melted glaciers. In New Hampshire, some bogs actually have boardwalks so you can walk through the swampy land to see the unusual foliage. In Maine, the Great Saco Heath Bog is part of the Nature Conservancy, which covers more than 1,000 acres with a nature trail and floating boardwalk. In West Cottonwood State Park, a 1.5-mile bog trail takes you along a raised boardwalk to see flora like sheep laurel and cotton grass. Last but certainly not least, have you ever heard of bog swimming? Yes, it's an actual sport in the country of Wales. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold Stainless Steel 4-Door Refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio High Efficiency Top Load Washers and Dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/14. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Our new living room looks great. New sofa, entertainment center. Thanks to our personal loan from One Main Financial.
Mom, Dad, you're early.
Oh, can't wait to see how you fixed up your new place.
Nice furniture.
You have a dream. We can help make it a reality. We are One Main Financial, providing personalized loan solutions with a simple, straightforward approach. Go to onemainfinancial.com or call 1-855-321-MAIN. One Main Financial. Your needs, your goals, your dreams. Offer subject to restrictions and requirements of all.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thinking about the oops from last night. This is a program about people and things going on in the world. And as you know, we don't focus on the politics, the swirling. It's hard not to talk about Herman Cain and the accusations against him. I thought it was interesting. And my defense of Rick Perry, somebody was taken aback by my... I'm just making a quick comment here about this. As Perry drew a blank last night...
Did you see it? It was kind of uncomfortable, but yeah. Funny.
Well, it was very uncomfortable, and you know, I felt badly for the guy.
I want to eliminate one, two, and...
the third one?
And then 15 minutes later, he goes, oh, I remembered three!
Yeah. Well, I think the other people on the stage were uncomfortable with him, and they tried to help him
they did.
Answer the question, but...
What have you ever seen that before?
He looked ridiculous and sounded sad. It was sad.
It was
actually
sad.
You know, the pressure that gets brought to bear on these people because of all the news media. I tell you, any person, even the extraordinary, the above average, is going to crack under the weight of all this.
Especially because people have criticized debating.
Right.
He
would be a horrible president. I wouldn't want to see the guy. But I don't trust him any further than I can throw him. But having said that, there is, we all, and it kind of goes back to the Paterno thing, or all of, collectively and individually, you are not perfect. You have flaws. You would not stand up to the scrutiny, I'm guessing, even though the President of the United States has to stand up because that's what's expected.
I wouldn't last a month before they shot me down.
Or
even a week.
Yeah, it's just, it is, careful of the use of that term, Richie.
Yeah.
I think that we expect too much, and the news media is the usual culprit here by overcooking its part. And I listened to Maria Bartiromo, Bumba Bumba, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
She's smug and just,
Let me ask you this.
I just was turned off by that. Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
You're of the age to have been able to live through both eras.
Well,
Jennifer's not. Jennifer doesn't remember before.
This is a plus.
You're collecting dust.
You're getting to that. There's a plus to this conversation. Yeah, okay, please.
Jennifer doesn't remember living before the 24-hour news period.
Mm-hmm.
I do, but wasn't really alert and aware then. Back in the good old
days. Back in the day, yeah.
When we were blind and stupid as to what our politicians were doing, and all we saw was what they let the news talk about, even though the news knew everything. They didn't,
press release journalism.
They didn't talk about it.
Hmm.
What would you rather have? What we have now where we see everything, or what we had back then in the 60s and 70s when we saw nothing except what they wanted us
probably
to see?
Probably a combination of both. I don't think we needed... I mean, the stuff...
I mean, the same John stuff Kennedy, was going on back then. We just...
John Kennedy did the same stuff, basically,
sure.
that Bill Clinton did.
Oh, yeah.
And didn't get hung out to dry. Instead, his father gave his wife $1 million to keep quiet and stay. That kind of stuff. And it never got reported until much later. I don't know. Did we need to know that FDR smoked like a fiend? Maybe not. Probably we didn't. Did we need to know LBJ? It really started with LBJ, I think. I think that's when things changed. And it may have been, it was a precursor to the 24-hour news cycle.
I noticed it with Clinton. That's when I noticed.
Okay,
man,
but I noticed it with LBJ.
Really?
Yeah. It was LBJ.
Does it hurt our country?
Well, it hurts. I think it hurts and it helps. You want to know, you certainly want to know, in this circumstance, you want to know this guy Sandusky is going to get what he deserves. Yet in the old days, this sort of thing would have been covered up. It wouldn't have been.
Because, I was talking about politics, but yeah, in that case, you're right.
Well, it's in every facet of our lives. And people more and more, there's so much, yesterday or the day before, over the weekend, I happen to be a big fan of Gene Hackman's, great character actor, and there was a story over the weekend that he was dying of prostate cancer, and that he had an emergency operation, immediate surgery, because his doctor told him his prostate gland was enlarged to the point of it having to come out immediately. So he's 81 years old, and he says Friday, man, I better do everything, get my everything in order, and yada, yada, yada. And he goes into the hospital, and they find out that, in fact, he's having the usual signs, pain, urine flow problems. I don't know why. To sort of underscore what you're saying, Richie, why do we need to know about Gene Hackman's urine flow?
Right, exactly.
But we know about Gene Hackman's urine flow. Right. And how scared he was, and then on Saturday they performed the operation, and on Sunday or yesterday, whatever it was, there was a press release saying that his doctor told him that his prostate was cancer-free. They had something else going on in there. But that's a perfect example of what we're talking about.
Nobody has any privacy.
No privacy whatsoever.
Zero.
None. All right. Meanwhile, back at the...
And part of that is our fault now with social media, by
right.
the way.
Because we tell everybody when we're eating a sandwich and going to the store.
Yeah. Or when our prostate's enlarged.
All right, so, Jennifer, we're following a lot of stuff on Facebook. Before we get back to our callers, what's the... we have two or three different approaches to this on our Facebook page.
Yes, we have a couple of things going on about the Penn State controversy. Yesterday, we asked, in light of the controversy at Penn State, would you unfan a team or a franchise because of the scandal? And Philip Bowling said no, because it's about an individual who is no longer there, and a few staff members. It wasn't the players or students who committed the crime.
Or the body, right.
Right. Ryan Drew said, it depends. If it were my alma mater, no, but I would not support them until they fired all involved. If it were any other team, yes, I would unfan them forever. Terry Bird said, possibly. It depends on how deep it runs and if it looks like a conspiracy to cover it up. Ryan Wendt said, I've always thought that the team is above any one person. So to answer your question, no. Bren Pratt said, it's not the team's fault. The coach is a creep. Has nothing to do with them now. If the football team was in the shower, well, now that's scandalous. Melanie Williams said, she's funny, I know. Melanie Williams said, I unfanned Jeremy Shockey for being in to the Saints on October 9th. Ernesto Isidro said, no diehard fans stay true. There's no room for bandwagon jumpers. Bruce Weller says, Penn State forever. This is a sad day, but it will not overshadow the career of the man who put Penn State on the map. Coach Paterno remains loved and respected. Tom Bett said, never. The team has nothing to do with the people who play it or coach it. Deanna Aller said, no. Colleen Silva said, I've unfanned the Catholic Church due to the scandal. No difference here. Brushing it under the rug doesn't make it go away. I'm sick of people living in denial through rose-colored glasses.
See, I agree with her.
That's my girl.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who she is, but I agree with her.
She's one of my oldest and dearest friends.
Yeah, I agree with her 100%. You can tell her that she gets a hug from me, Richie. All right, Jennifer, you keep watching this. Let me take a few more calls on this.
Absolutely.
800, Dr. Cannon, a few minutes. 800-510-8255. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the Penn State fiasco. Those of you who are in Pennsylvania seem to be missing from this conversation. I got calls from every place else. Nobody in Pennsylvania. What say you, Donna, in Evansville, Indiana? Thanks for the call, by the way. Hi.
Hi. I just want to say I am 63 years old, and I'm not perfect, but I am a survivor of abuse. And you never forget it. It affects you the rest of your life. And I know you can find freedom and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, but at the same time, I'm under the understanding that any individual, no matter who it is, if they learn of a crime like this, they are legally required to report it by law to the police or the Child Protective Services. And if they don't, they can get 6 months in jail and automatic $1,000 fine at least.
See, that flies in the face with what the HR fellow we had a conversation with, I think his name was John, the last half hour, didn't we? Wasn't his name John?
Uh-huh.
I think it was. He said that you're not supposed to do that. The HR people are supposed to do that.
But who governs you more, your HR department or your moral?
Your own integrity.
Or the state law.
Screw the HR department.
Okay, my morals trump state law. State law trumps HR department. Sorry.
But if he would have reported it to the proper authorities, maybe he could have prevented someone else from
being
abused.
He did, but he really didn't. And that's really what the bottom line is. Donna, thank you for sharing your story with us. John is in Gainesville, Florida. Yes, sir, you're now on the air. Hi.
Hey, how's you doing today?
Wonderfully well, thank you. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I just want to weigh in on the coach up there.
Please.
And some of the callers coming in, and especially the guy, the last caller about the human resource part of it and stuff. That coach, he has no moral values, and the woman before the other caller was talking about, she worked there at Penn State and stuff and knowed him and all this, and he was a good man and stuff. My question is how could he live with himself and know that something went on like that and not report it to the law enforcement office? Mm-hmm. I don't care what human resource department, they covered it up, and they should investigate that school, and they should go back to everyone that was involved in it that knowed about it. And his charges should be brought against all of them, as far as I'm concerned about it. There's no sympathy for him for my part of it, because he knowed about it, and that woman, she was talking about all the good that he done, it was for the kids and for the kids. Well, what about the kids that he knows that was being abused or that got abused, and he's lived with it all these years? Yeah, I'd be sick. I'd be sick at heart about it. That's the way I weigh in. There's a lot of things wrong in our country, and one of them is the greed for money and people covering stuff up like that there, and it's not right. There's no excuse for it, and I don't know how all the people up there at that college even lives with it, that even know about it. That's all I got to say about it.
All right, thank you, sir. Greg is listening in Lexington, Tennessee. Hi, Greg.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, you're...
That caller, I would give exactly my sentiments exactly.
The last
man? Yes, because here's what we look at, Doug Stephan. That fella, being a football icon and very well known across America, even if you didn't play sports, if the man sitting at the highest office in that football program and you've got someone working for you, you mean you don't know your own staff?
Yeah, it's weak. You're right about that, Greg. All of the things Paterno is saying is weak, given the fact that Sandusky was still on the campus. He was there.
Which wasn't Paterno's fault, but...
But he ran the program. He could say to the guy, no, you can't come
here. He didn't run the campus, though.
Well, Rich, he came and used the facilities of the football department Paterno, for his summer camp.
Yeah, he should have gone to the higher-ups and say, why are you letting this guy still...
Whoever. You know, there's this thing maybe as a benefit to the 24-hour news cycle that you were talking about. In this circumstance, people keep digging. The shovel keeps going into the ground. You're going to find out more things, and this is probably going to be like manure running uphill, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And that's a hard thing being a farmer. I'll tell you, it's tough to push that manure up the hill.
It's just a sad story.
It really is. It's a... sad.
Nobody wins.
Mostly for the victims.
Yeah.
It's 14 before the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here in a moment on Good Day.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
I got the brilliant idea. Why not bathe in the toilet bowl? Now think about that. Bathe in the toilet bowl. That way there's no ring. You wash some, you... Now the problem with bathing in the toilet bowl is that the water is cold. That's where Russell comes in. I used to put Russell in the toilet bowl to heat up the water. And of course, when you see your brother in the toilet bowl, there's a little thing that says, I wonder where he would go. If I just... If it hadn't been for his head...
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
I drink Emergen-C to help me get through my busy day.
A busy day, huh? Why, I imagine with all those B and C vitamins, you bought groceries, mowed the lawn, organized a celebrity charity event, and discovered a natural alternative to synthetic rubber, making everything from tires to bouncy castles indestructible. Am I right?
Well, I clean the whole garage and prune the hedges.
Incredible. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
It's 12 before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our medical expert, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, is here with his daily dose of important medical information, starting out with how babies who gain weight quickly can be a predictor for the future, Ken.
Doug, out this morning, Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine, babies who gain weight most quickly, they're at highest risk of obesity later in childhood. The infants who gain the most weight at age 1 to 6 months were more likely to be obese at ages 5 to 10 years. There are these charts that show a baby's height based on their weight, and you just have to make sure you're near the middle of this, and if you're not, you're predictably going to be obese, and this can stay with you forever.
Here's a story about stroke risk and memory problems. I find this pretty intriguing.
Out of the medical journal Neurology, you may want to look at your risk factors for stroke, especially high blood pressure, because these seem to predict whether you'll be at risk early for your memory disappearing as you age, especially looking at blood pressure, don't smoke, watch your cholesterol and your blood sugar. And apparently these people who have the highest risk for having a stroke also have the highest risk for your memory decaying as you age earlier.
So memory problems indicate a stroke? Stroke risk? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's the same common pathway that leads to a stroke. You have circulation problems in the brain.
It's
the same common pathway to losing your memory and developing Alzheimer's.
All right, what about these Texas teenagers who are having heart attacks?
Three 16-year-olds, they've experienced heart attacks, Doug, after smoking K2. It's a blend of herbs and spices laced with synthetic marijuana. Stay away from it.
Synthetic,
this is not good.
Synthetic marijuana? What in the name of heavens is that? Synthetic marijuana?
It's man-made. It's not the natural leaves.
Well, honey, what do you make it out of?
It's chemicals that resemble marijuana, and they go to the receptors in the brain and create the same effect.
God.
Dangerous.
Man. Crazy stuff. Hey, man.
Stay away from
it. All right, Dr. Ken here on Good Day, 51 after the hour.
survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
The issues of the day, the events of the day, the news of the day, the gossip of the day. kind of interesting, but there are a lot of people who are helped and or moved by some of the other things that we do here on the Good Day program. We try to help make your life better, and those of us who are looking for shortcuts when it comes to technology. Actually, Richie had a brilliant idea yesterday. We had one of our staff meetings, and he suggested that I get, was it, or maybe it was Jennifer, I forget who.
It was Bob.
It was Bob.
A great idea, it was me.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, taking an iPad or an iPhone or some such thing and coming up with interesting, curious comings and goings on the farm and putting them up on Facebook, which is something we are going to do.
We're going to run over and crush stuff with the tractor.
Yeah. This is going to be fun. I think you should let Rich and I destroy things with the tractor.
Bob suggested it, and Doug was just like, so anyway, what about this? And I'm like, no, this is great.
Backwards, yeah.
This is great.
So we're going to find something. Put the brakes on. Back up a second. Let's revisit this idea.
Every single week, we're going to find something that Doug can run over and crush with his tractor that will be fun. So so look forward to those videos.
Great. Right. All right, anyway, the technology tailor, who is Alex Goldfain, is here to answer the question about your awareness, the shortcuts that you can perform when you shake up your iPhone. Now, I've shaken up, not because I was trying to, but I dropped my iPad, and I'm guessing the same sort of thing could happen here. So this is an explanation that you probably... What?
This is if you want to, like, let's say you're on one song and you want to change and go to another song.
Shake it up.
Shake it. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Shake it. What's that song? Shake it up.
Guitars. Shake it up.
Right. All right. Anyway, so iPhone shortcuts. Explain next here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apple's Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
The New York Times recently ran a helpful article headlined 16 shortcuts to take your iPhone use to the next level. Here are some of my favorites. You can double press the home button at any time, even when the phone is locked, to access your iPod music controls. This is much faster than unlocking the phone, going to the iPhone app, and changing songs. Now, if you swipe the home screen to the right, you get a shortcut to a search bar for the phone or the internet. It's very convenient. If you are emailed photos or you like a picture while browsing the internet, press and hold the photo and you'll get an option to save it to your phone's permanent camera roll. Otherwise, the photos go away when the email goes away. You can quickly erase something by shaking the phone when you're typing something. And finally, if your phone is acting slow or problematic, you can restart it by holding the power button and the home button at the same time until the Apple logo appears and the phone will reset itself. Who knew? I'm Alex Goldfein.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What do you love?
Women. Grass, dirt, dirty river smell.
Coated chicken baked in the oven.
But what do I love the most? I love my Lord.
That's a lot of love, and it's just a few voices from Life in a Day, the amazing YouTube documentary that collects videos from ordinary people around the world. And what does this guy love?
This is a Lamborghini.
Life in a Day is now on home video. Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Jason Bateman and Ryan Reynolds switch bodies in The Change-Up. Steve Carell tries to win back Julianne Moore in Crazy Stupid Love. And Ralph Fiennes wreaks havoc in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
With holiday shopping about to get underway, online retailers are offering up some of the secrets to making customer spirits brighter this season. Here's Brian Osich to make your day brighter.
According to a new survey from business-to-business online marketplace Alibaba.com, 64% of e-tailers are using optimism as a theme to reach consumers this holiday season. Because of that, Alibaba.com's Linda Kozlowski says we'll be seeing a sleigh load of creative marketing tactics.
60% of those surveyed by Alibaba.com are grabbing attention with product designs and colors that are bright, bold, and cheerful. And when it comes to reaching consumers, 45% say word of mouth beats out Facebook and Twitter, which came in right before email and coupons.
Kozlowski says you may be surprised who most people are shopping for.
People are buying for themselves more than for others. Online retailers are seeing consumers splurge with one large ticket item. Expect women to spend about four times more than men on holidays, and there are deals out there. Most e-tailers are offering 10 to 20% discounts. And now's the time to shop. Alibaba.com's survey finds most holiday deals run mid-November through early December.
For more, log on to Alibaba.com. That's Newsbreak from Alibaba.